talks with us, and I hope you'll join us for the rest of the show. And first, here's a little Andrea Bocelli. Good morning. I'd like to first say for one of our sponsors called Just Imagine It, Inc. Just Imagine It, Inc. is a resource for ebook publishing, audiobook sales, and more. They are now presenting a new podcast, Get Behind Me Now, Stay There. It offers art and entertainment news as well as interviews with authors, poets, and even just the guy down the street. Visit Just Imagine It, Inc., and that's Inc. with a K, justimagineitinc.com, for more information. KSKQ thanks Just Imagine It, Inc., and listeners like you for supporting community radio. And now to our show. Have with us, like I say, nutritionist Heidi Merker, who is going to give a talk about emotional nutrition, emotional eating, and at the co-op community classroom on Monday evening, December 12th, from 7 until 9, called Emotions and Food Choices. Welcome, Heidi.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me.
And how did the emotions part of this come up for you in the beginning? Where did that become a component for you in all of this?
Yeah, after having done nutritional counseling for many years, I realized that there's always a limit that people hit. And I was wondering, what is it? What is it that we can't really do what we know we should do, and what is it why we get into these looping places? And so at the same time where I was working as a nutritionist, I also started to go on a spiritual path where the main premise is that we're emotional beings first, physical second, mental second, and physical third. And when I discovered this, I kind of connected the nuts, and I saw, oh, in our personal life, if we don't look at ourselves as being emotional first, then we won't find the right solutions in the domain of nutrition as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I wonder if you could give us just a little bit of your history. You were born in East Germany, which mm-hmm. is a communist country. That must have been mm-hmm. very interesting.
Yeah, interesting and difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you actually, like, escape, or did you, how did that happen?
Yeah, there were quite a few ways to do this, and escaping was one of them, but I actually chose to leave the country legally, if you can call it legally, by getting permission to leave through certain procedures with lawyers between West Germany and East Germany. So I kind of bought myself out. That was my way to do it in order to not risk my life, which you do when you escape.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Wow, wow. And so this was in 78.
Right.
And you were studying to become a teacher, but that changed.
Yes.
And then you became a model, right? And,
yeah.
And what was that like? What was that for a magazine, or how did that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was connected to the change of the countries. So, you know, I started my studies in East Germany, and when the plans were ripe to leave the country, then I had no chance to complete my studies there. And so I didn't want to pick it up right away in West Germany because I had to pay the debts for leaving the country. Mm. And then a photographer just asked me, you know, very classic in the street, do you want to do some pictures? And this is how actually my career started, going to many different countries.
Oh, really?
And
all over Europe or where?
Yeah, I started out in Berlin, then I went to Brussels, and the agency in Brussels recommended me to Paris, and then I modeled in Paris for a while, and then Eileen Ford from New York visited Paris saw me there and said, you know, don't you want to come to New York?
Well, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, so it really was, you know, kind of a natural way to keep moving from place to place by people seeing me and asking me to work with them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Yes, it was very exciting.
But you left that for...
For my son.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
okay,
so okay. In 1981, I got pregnant, and I had to make a decision between, you know, being a mother or continuing the career.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. And I'm speaking with Heidi Merker. That's Merker. And she's a resident of Ashland and a nutritionist and gives spiritual talks. And I'm happy to have her with us this morning on KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland. And then after that, you were... what happened next? Tell me.
Yeah, so after my son was born, I felt I want to be more knowledgeable about health to bring up a child. And so I started to, you know, book a training for, I think it was called health counselor back then. And this is where I realized, oh, that's actually an interesting subject, and I wanted to go deeper in it and studied naturopath. So I did my degree as a naturopath. And
that's in West Germany.
Yeah, that was in West Germany, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and so this is how I changed into a completely different professional path.
Yeah. And then at some point, there was like this turning point. I know you mentioned that to me about sickness and why people get sick. It would be so interesting if you talk about that a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, after having seen patients and, you know, trying to find cures and healing paths, I just had always the question, why did the person get sick in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And so this question didn't let me go, and at some point I wanted to start earlier with the healing, and this led me to go into prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking into what can we do as a preventive way to not become sick in the first place. And about this time when I was feeling into that, I met someone who offered me to work with him in a company who was doing supplementations and nutrition. And so nutrition, of course, is a very big leg in preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I started a new business with my partner. And we trained nutritionists in Germany, and we looked for really high-quality supplements and did all kinds of other concepts for cosmetic and spa people to have an overall healthy lifestyle.
Mm. And so it was, well, that's very exciting. And then you met, maybe I'm wrong, what happened next?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know I have quite a different turns in my life, so it's hard to get it all together easily. Yes, I met after I've done this for about 10 years, this business. on one of the health fairs, I met someone, you know, in the domain of health. And when we talked, it turned out that he's doing satsangs and is an Advaita teacher. And at this time, I didn't really know. His name is Om, like the sound Om.
Like Om.
Om. Om. Yes.
My name is Om.
Right. Of course, that's his spiritual name. And so, yeah. And so, you know, he said, why don't you come to one of my satsangs? And so that was where, again, a new path opened up for me when I started to go to his satsangs and felt like there's something that I've been searching for all my life. Mm. You know, really, who am I was a question that was somehow in me, even
how
not so much
is
conscious.
That,
you know? Yeah, yeah. So, and, you know, I got really into it, and after being there a while in the whole spiritual group and doing satsangs and seminars with him, you know, he asked me if I would be wanting to open up a retreat center and, you know, manage this place. And that was very exciting because that's something, I always wanted to do these things, to bring concepts together. And so that took me out of my old path again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the whole planning of a what he called modern monastery.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. You know, just again, I'm talking to Heidi Merker, M-E-R-K-E-R. She's a resident of Ashland and a nutritionist. And this is Sunday Morning Satsang with Grant Larson, 89.5 FM in Ashland. I'm so glad you joined us. And I wanted to leap in here just a little bit because it's so interesting that Heidi talks about emotional eating, because I'm a really guilty party, you know, chips and tinkiata, rice pasta, and smothered in butter and Parmesan cheese. It's really good. I even had a vision like a week ago, and I was trying to wean my way off of it, and I literally saw flying around the living room, I could picture this plate of pasta, and I go, oh my God, I've got to go buy some. So the hopelessness that I've lost, friends, 6.5 pounds, but I realize that the hopelessness that I have around all of this, I need somebody like Heidi to to help me. And I'm not asking for the details now, but I just want you to know you're out there too. I know that some of you have this because it's very real for me. When I talk to some of my friends who have this, all we can do is just laugh because it feels so hopeless. You know, well, we're left with laughing. But anyway, so maybe talk a little bit about the emotional part and how do you work with people? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I want to say, Grant, we are all emotional eaters.
Mm.
So the guilt doesn't really help us to change anything.
I know. But it's like this thing, you know?
Yes. Yeah, sure. And it's, you know, one of the first steps is to really, you know, embrace this, that we can't be anything else but emotional eaters until we start to look at it more in a deeper way. Because, you know, when we were born, emotions and food were very connected. So that's one of the biggest area, actually, where we can work with emotions. So obviously, when we find, oh, why do I like this? And why can't I stop eating? And why do I need my chocolate in the evening? And, you know, all these things are totally connected to emotions. So in my work, I try to go into some history with a person, you know, when it started, eating habits in the childhood, and, you know, how the person feels about certain foods and what are other versions to, you know, what you can do in the day without having to change too much in the beginning with the eating habits, but still slowly replace certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very individual program. I mean, there's no overall solution for everybody.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's really individual.
The one answer for everybody.
Right. It's just good to know that we are all emotional eaters and kind of embrace that.
That makes me feel better already as I go.
Yeah.
Well, is it about, And you talk also too. I mean, I'm old, folks, but you also deal with for nutrition for aging too. You do that too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm actually just working right now on a concept that I call aging gracefully. And
imagine.
Yeah, I truly believe. I mean, I'm 58 myself, so I'm moving into this next period of my life. And I believe that if we have a healthy lifestyle, then we can age gracefully. Mm. And so I'm trying to, it's not really ready to talk much about it here, but I will go out next year and start talking about it in Ashland.
Yeah.
Because we have many retired people here. So
thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I want to share my life experience with the men and women who are in the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
And nutrition is a big part of that, but mm-hmm. it's also emotional health
mm-hmm.
and you know, physical health. And so it's going to be a concept that brings all my resources from my past together and
I can see
in
that.
The context
yeah.
of aging.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. Yeah, and then the spiritual part too. You know, this is, I know we talked a little bit, and that's really developed, and actually it was through your spiritual connection you came here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yeah, while I was in this Advaita community, I heard about another talk in Germany, in Frankfurt, a spiritual teacher from Ashland actually coming to Frankfurt and talking about his paradigm, which is called Theo Humanity. And somehow in this talk, I felt this is what I've been looking for in a way that I didn't feel it at any other place before. And so this paradigm actually is starting with this premise that we are emotional beings first and mental second and physical third. And this changes everything. This changes the whole angle of looking on all themes of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and mm-hmm. you know, nutrition is just one way to bring this into an applied field.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there's this whole domain of healing our personal wounds that actually led us to spiritual seeking in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's a part of it, isn't it?
Yes.
I know, and it seems like when I get really off, it's almost like before I want to go cook that pasta or have those chips, there's like this huge thing that just sort of rises up in me, mm-hmm. this rush or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really part of it is really to say, before I head for the fridge or something, you know, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, yeah. Something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we have lost the connection with our essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when we were children, we had to cope with life, so we had to find strategic ways to be in life.
Right, right.
And so we become literally a different person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
What we think we are is not really our true self. It's a strategic version of ourselves
that had
to be able to do life.
Which is very unfulfilling, really.
It is,
but
yes.
We try.
Right.
We try.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, so this Theo Humanity, we talked a little bit about that, and I read up a little bit about that. But it's dealing with the ego in a certain way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at it in a different way.
Yeah.
What's that like?
That was really an interesting discovery for me personally, because in my former path in Advaita, it was all about, oh, the ego is in the way of enlightenment, and
right.
you have to, you know, transcend the ego and get rid of the ego and all these things. And
yeah.
Right. And that was the piece where I felt always, something is missing.
Something's
here.
Something's off there, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, when I heard Daniel Baron in his first talk in Ashland and in Frankfurt, I was really seeing, oh, that's the missing piece.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be human and a spiritual being at the same time?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so redefining, the premise that we are emotional beings first changes everything, because mm-hmm. then we can actually heal our ego. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered, it's not the ego that's in the way of enlightenment, it's the immature or unhealthy ego.
Mm.
And now there's a way to heal the ego.
One,
yes, well, the compensatory, the one that is strategic in life in order to not have to feel all our wounds. And so now having a way to heal the ego, it's not going to be in the way anymore, because a healed ego is actually not, it doesn't have to be in the way of enlightenment in a way that it grasps the things, it's attached to things. You can let go from a healed ego easily.
So part of what you do is helping people work with that a little bit, huh?
Yes. And that's going to be my next step here in my spiritual path to
right. And there is a spiritual talk coming up next year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
It's not decided, the dates and everything aren't decided, but it's it's going to happen, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
The title is going to be "How Can I Live a Spiritual Life Humanistically?"
I love it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm. Yeah. So I'm talking to Heidi Merker. This is Merker. She's a nutritionist, lives in Ashland, and this is Grant Larson with Sunday Morning Satsang each Sunday at 10. I also have a show on Tuesdays called Deficits, Wall Street, and You, which is quite a different focus. But welcome to the show. And it's interesting. So you kind of see yourself evolving, you know, to a point where you're going to talk about the aging and you're going to talk about healthy nutrition. And you do know already right now a lot about supplements too.
Mm-hmm.
And that compared to just like a regular multivitamin or something, is there some kind of a, can you talk a little bit about what we should be taking in general? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah. Well, my main focus has been when I worked in Germany on the quality of the supplements, because you know vitamin C is not the same like another vitamin C, and so
because of how it's made,
and the thing is that we are natural beings. Our human body is in connection with our nature, and so the body only knows to digest what is in a natural form. So if you take a chemical vitamin C, for instance, which would be ascorbic acid, then the body has to figure out, oh my God, what is it, and has to bring certain elements like proteins and carbs to this chemical in order to be able to absorb it. So when you give the body a supplement that is like a raw food supplement or a real food supplement, then the body recognizes it as food, and so it can be way more easily absorbed and retained in the body.
Oh, I see. So, so vitamin C isn't just vitamin C. I mean, I think that's the way medicine looks at it. That's the way Western medical doctors look at it. It's vitamin C, so vitamin C, but it's
quite
way.
Different for the body. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, the medicine sometimes forgets that we are a holistic being, and they just look at certain pieces of it, like the chemicals, and that's not enough.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can, if people come to you, you can recommend the right supplements too. That's a part of it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. My attitude is that you should not take supplements in order to just boost up your bad eating. So I start with changing the eating habits. I start with healthy nutrition and then supplement wherever it's needed, but not the other way around. You know, eat whatever you want and just take supplements in order to get your nutrients in.
Yeah.
So I try to get a balanced counseling between changing your nutrition and living a healthy life, heal your emotions, and then supplement whatever is needed.
Great. And you can reach Heidi by email. And why don't you tell them that email and about any websites or any other information so they can contact you?
Yeah, my website would be www.nutri-advisor.com. It's nutri-advisor.com. And that's also my email, Heidi@NutriAdvisor. And yeah, if you have any questions,
great,
just send me an email.
Great. And again, Heidi Merker, and this is Grant Larson. And I just wanted to thank you for tuning in to the show today. Very happy to have you here, Heidi. It's
thank
great
you.
To get to know you a little bit better. And for those of you that are interested, please come to that talk. It's going to be on the 12th of December, coming right up at the co-op, Ashland Community Co-op Community Classroom. Where is that? Is that like on A Street? It's not a part of the market, right?
No, they actually moved, I think, a year ago to Pioneer Street. So it's going to be on 300 North Pioneer Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that their office there or something? Or
It's a really beautiful classroom. They also do cooking shows there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like on the back side of the co-op. If you walk all the way back.
Oh, I see. But it's a part of them there.
Right, it is.
On 300 Pioneer Street.
Yes.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you, Heidi. And tune in next week, Sunday morning at 10, for Sunday Morning Satsang with Grant Larson, KSKQ 89.5 FM. Thank you.
Sole, tu sei qui con me.